Talks and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from El Salvador, where he met with a Maryland man mistakenly deported.
Bring Kilmer home so he can be afforded his rights under the Constitution.
He said Abrego Garcia has been moved to another prison in El Salvador. President Trump indicated today his patience with the talks on ending the war in Ukraine has its limits.
We want to see it end. Think of it. Every day, a lot of people are being killed. As we talk about, as they play games.
The White House may form a task force to deal with problems if there's no breakthrough with Beijing on tariffs. The president has said China has reached out to negotiate, and he sounded optimistic today.
And by the way, we have nice conversations going with China just to intercede, you know. It's like really very good.
A federal judge has blocked the administration from passport changes affecting transgender Americans. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you live in or own a business in Stevens Point, the police department is asking that you be on alert for a scam that fraudulently claims to be from city departments. Fake invoices that seem to be coming from departments such as the Planning and Zoning Commission ask that you send payment by wire transfer. The invoices request payment for services such as inspections and application reviews. The City of Stevens Point will never ask for payment by wire transfer. All official city correspondence will come from an email that ends in @stevenspoint.com or other verified government domain. Also, an official phone number will always be included in any communication. The Stevens Point Police Department is calling this a more sophisticated scam that appears credible. If you receive any questionable correspondence claiming to be from the city, feel free to contact City Hall directly to verify the request. Report any suspicious invoices or communications directly to the police to help protect yourself and the community. Easter is this Sunday. If you're coloring and hiding Easter eggs, you may feel like you have to take out a loan. Joanne Krulatz has more on egg prices and Easter celebrations.
The internet has offered up a host of alternatives as egg prices continue to be stubbornly high. Influencers are dying everything from marshmallows to potatoes. There has been a lot of interest from price-conscious parents as U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. Relief could be coming. There is evidence that prices are falling and grocery stores may start offering discounts to get shoppers in the door. But even with that, egg prices are higher than ever. That has the idea of coloring potatoes or rocks, which first made the rounds after a 2023 price spike, making a resurgence.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs game one. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players, even really talented ones, to really figure out the NFL. And usually by their third, fourth year, they're really, you know, really understand the game. And I know Brian, I think, has made some comments about we need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We, you know, it's all about winning championships.
That's Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid 50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid 50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. Right now it's 58.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. You could be doing a lot worse. Great to have you with me on this Friday night as we plow into the weekend, a pre-NFL draft weekend, which, you know, to other people in the state, probably, I think it's recognized as a cool thing, but I don't know if people realize how much it's going to change our lives here in Northeast Wisconsin. Even like in an hour radius, even in some cases more, hotel rooms will be booked up. There will be parking issues, and so much so that I will be headed to Madison for a couple nights to do the show down there because it will just be easier to get around. But we've got one more normal weekend. Next weekend will be crazy, but it'll be kind of fun if you live in Northeast Wisconsin. We'll talk a little bit about the draft tonight with our first guest. I kind of buried the lead there because we're going to talk about the draft. I'm going to ask Emerson Lehman, one of the co-hosts of the WBAY morning show here in Green Bay, what his plans for the draft will be and what he thinks about it. But, Conrad, you know the main reason tonight we are having Emerson on the show. Lay it on me.
Pickleball?
Pickleball, baby. Emerson was in Marinette last weekend. He sent me a text saying, hey, I'm, as promised, I'm letting you know I'm in Marinette. So I went there, got a bunch of footage. We played it, some sound bites, I should say.
Yeah.
And we played it. Emerson sounded like he was having a great time. So he's coming on tonight. He's going to be here at 6:35 to give us an in-person recap of his time in my hood. It was great to have him there. He looked like he was having a ball. Everyone looked like they were having fun. I could not believe how crowded our, and it's not a little rec center. It's good size for Marinette, but it's not humongous by rec center standards, but it was packed. And pickleball, ladies and gentlemen, is the sport of the future. John Cusack in Say Anything said kickboxing was the sport of the future. I think pickleball has taken over, and I think you're less likely to be concussed. Emerson will be here at 6:35. We've got a pickleball quiz for Emerson. He's going to talk about how he did in the tournament. I still don't know how he did. I know there was a pro there that Emerson told me was really hard to beat. So we'll find out how the pro did. We'll find out how Emerson did. It's going to be a great conversation. And then if we have time, I have a little game I created called This Just In or This Just In. And I'm going to give a news story, and Emerson will have to decide if it's fake or real. It's going to be fun. So Emerson's got his work cut out for him tonight. He's going to leave here mentally exhausted, Conrad.
Well... he's got some songs to look forward to in the second hour.
That's true. Is he going to stay for that?
I mean, he could, but I'm saying can, yeah. He can also listen on his drive back.
That will mellow him out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think my goal is for him to leave here. I want this to be kind of an escape for him because he works very yeah. hard at his job. But tonight he's going to have to put his thinking cap on. But it'll be fun. No pressure. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night on Nightlight, and you know what that means. It is a bar band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio one of the brilliant hosts of Max Inc. Radio, drops by with new tunes and fun chat every week. We look forward to spending time with Terry. It's so much fun. So you're here on a good night. We've got a lot going on and some big changes here to folks at Civic Media. Not huge changes, but as many of you may or not, or may probably know by now, Dom Salvia, the Dom Salvia show is no longer. Dom is no longer with the network, but it was all good. Parting was friendly. Dom is doing other things, but that caused a little bit of a shuffle. So starting next Wednesday, from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., it'll be the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. I almost said Janky.
You almost did it.
I know. Pam Yonke. That's such a cool name. It's kind of exotic. It's like the anti-Schwabba.
Having that silent J is, you know.
It's kind of cool.
It's really cool.
Is she from Iceland?
That's a good question.
Because my friend Thor Johnson was actually Janssen, and it was with a J.
That is cool.
Very cool. And maybe they're friends. Love Pam. She does a great job. She'll be on from 5 to 6 a.m. And then from 6 to 9 on the network, Pat Kreitlow will be on, powered by Up North News. Pat is a blast to listen to. Informative, fun, smart, great stuff. However, in local markets, John and Gordy will still be on at WMDX Mornings in Madison. And our pals, Mino and the Mayor, will still be on here in Green Bay in Northeast Wisconsin. Mino and the Mayor will still continue from 6 to 9. From 9 to 11, it's Matt Naranair with Jane Matt Naranair and Greg Bach. 11 to 2 will be the Tom Hartman program. Tom is coming back during daylight hours on the network from 11 to 2. 2 to 4, it's the Todd Alba Show. 4 to 6, you got Maggie Dawn. And then 6 to 8, we are still where we are. Nightlight with Peach Wabba will continue in that time slot. So,
So John and Gordy and Mino and Mayor stand at the same time. Yep, and at WGBWWISS for Mino the Mayor. It's awesome.
Did I not say that?
I thought I said things that stay
the same in Madison and Green Bay. Just making sure. Gordy. Yeah. Thank you for your meticulous.
Just making sure.
No, you're not, Conrad. You're busting my chops. And you know what? Take a memo.
Oh.
No, I appreciate you. Appreciate the backup. So that's good. All good. John and Gordy still kicking things around in Madison in the morning and Mino and the Mayor. So none of that changes, but great things happening here at Civic Media. And that was supposed to come out as a joke, but I think I was kind of hard on you there. Apologize for that.
You said take a memo. I'm waiting for the memo.
How about drop and give me 20? How does that sound?
I'm writing that down.
You know, I got so excited yesterday. Gelato next door. There was a whole bunch of activity over there, and I thought, I'm going to get some Friday night gelato. They're probably open. And it's like closed for construction. Remember last year they were doing that construction, and we could hear banging and sawing all through the show. Yeah, they're remodeling already?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think they would actually take off that whole winter. I thought they were gone, but they just took off the winter months, and now they're coming back.
So it's a summer only business because I don't think they can, or they don't think I would go for some occasional winter gelato.
I love their coffee there. So
coffee?
I'm glad they kind of shut down for a while. It didn't spend so much money on.
It's $5 coffee.
It is expensive.
Here's what I've decided. Let's do the question because I think this is important. We got a good question tonight. And this is inspired. You remember last night when Mike Clemens was here? Said that like it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember.
I was cracking up all night that just came out of the blue that he wrote the song Pacarena. That's just so bizarre.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And Jane Mantenere was singing it. It was just a funny story. The guy said, have it done by the end of the day.
And he wanted to get to his tea time.
He wanted to get to his tea time. And they did it, and they still made their tea time. Now, don't panic. It's not like they mailed it in. This song is quality, and they wrote great lyrics and still made their tea time, which is awesome. But it inspired tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite sports-related song? What is your favorite sports-related song? Mike Clemens inspired. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, X, Twitter. Is it X Twitter? It's Twix.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Twix.
Thanks to Todd Alba. Yeah. Or Facebook. So if you're watching on the stream, you can text us on the stream. Use the Facebook app. It's so easy, and you probably all have it after our last awesome contest, our break into summer contest, which was a big success. Or old school, pick up your phone and text away at 855-752-4842. I'm going to go first. My favorite sports-related song, just because I was a former Chicago Bulls partial season ticket holder during the Jordan years. So I got to say Eye in the Sky. The intro, when they would announce the team, it was majestic. It was spine-tingling. It was incredible. So that is my favorite sports-related song. There are so many, though. These are all inspired by the Pacarena. Thanks to Mike Clemens and Jane Mantenera. What's your favorite, Conrad? You got a favorite? God, that's just obnoxious. It's not even a song.
Bang on the drum all day.
It's a song.
Green Bay Packers.
I've heard of them.
Or like the Go Pack Go chant slash song.
No. Bang on the drum is much better.
It's so good.
But Go Pack Go is just a chant. It's not really a...
There's music behind it.
Do, 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 do.
Exactly. You know it.
That should win a mammy or a whammy. Is that your favorite? Bang on the drum?
Yeah, I love that song.
I get that. Okay, that's a fun one. I can transport myself to the body of a Packer fan, and I could say, yeah, I'd probably really enjoy that. We got some texts. We got to read Luke Mather's text last night because our question last night was, who is your favorite solo artist, musical solo artist? And Luke Mather's, we missed this text right at the end of the show. He said, the White Stripes Seven Nation Army transports me back to the student section for a Saturday game day at Camp Randall Stadium. I don't think I know that song, but I must have heard it because I've been to Badger games.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
That's interesting. You know what? Jump Around is up there too.
That was a close second for me.
That's a great song, with or without sports.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Luke. Matt Harper says Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days, phenomenal one. Well done, Matt. Yeah, I love that tune. Eric Ratzak from Ask Your Mother says, put me in Coach John Fogerty, or relatively unknown song called Beat the Record by the Warren Brothers. Oh, I don't know that song either. Put Me in Coach is a great, I think it's called Center Field, but it's a great tune. Good baseball song. Lots of great baseball songs.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of one. I'll get back to you on which one.
I need a good baseball song from Conrad. Mike Desitel also says Glory Days, Springsteen. It's funny because it's just a great song, and they talk about a guy who was a great pitcher in high school. So it's funny that you equate that with sports. And they also sang it at the Super Bowl during the halftime show, and that was phenomenal. I think Streets Have No Name, U2. A lot of people think Prince had the best halftime show. For me, it was U2 after 9/11, when they had that banner going up with all the names of the 9/11 victims, and they were singing Streets Have No Name. I don't think of that as a sports song, but I do now because of that Super Bowl performance. Maybe the same thing with Glory Days. All right, we're coming back. We're going to read some more texts, and we're going to talk some more pickleball. Lots going on here tonight. You're here on a great night, folks. It's a Friday Night Light edition with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here I fall. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am your host for this evening's festivities, Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me. Great show tonight. Emerson Lehman coming up in just a few minutes. He is the morning show host at WBAY here in Green Bay, and he is an avid and very talented pickleball player. It is also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio, our Friday night friend, will be here to bring some new tunes and dazzle us with her conversation skills, because she's always so much fun to talk to. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite sports-related song? So it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a, there's no, like somebody said, does this count? Glory Days, I think it was. And yeah, if you associate it with sports, or if you hear it at your stadium, or it's part of this opening, starting lineups, whatever, absolutely. There are no rules to this, as per usual. So let us know what your favorite sports song is. I said Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons Project, from my days going to see the Bulls play at the Chicago Stadium, and then the United Center, and the place would just rock. House of Pain's Jump Around is right up there too. Conrad's is Banging the Drum. Is that the actual title? Banging the Drum, right? Yep. Okay. That's a good one too. So what are your favorite sports songs? PJ on the stream says, oh yeah, House of Pain, Jump Around. UW Badgers, hands down. Tough to argue with that. And then PJ says, does Wild Thing count? Absolutely, because it was in the movie. I almost said Just a Bit Outside. It was in Major League. That absolutely counts, PJ. That's a great one. So let us know yours. We'll read it on the radio, and it will be great fun. Monica from Mount Horeb says, was going to say Boys of Summer, but that's a sports song in name only. So you know what? I don't disagree with you, Monica, but Boys of Summer, it is a sports term. Yeah, it's not a sports song. I assume you're talking about the Don Henley version. But that is such an amazing song about the end of summer. Nobody on the beach, nobody on the road, the sun goes down alone. God, great tune. If anything, thank you for making me think of that song, Monica. But yeah, Gonna Fly Now from Rocky, another phenomenal one. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, the Bears still suck, by the Happy Schnapps Combo. You know what, Tony? I've had about enough of your crap. Conrad, you're not chiming in there?
I don't know what to say anymore.
That's what I get for hosting a radio show in Wisconsin. I'm bound to hear that. That's fine, Tony. And the Bears have sucked for a long time. I can't really argue with that. I will say I've never heard of the Happy Schnapps Combo, though, but I love that name. Conrad's dad, Steve, says, all-time greatest is Gonna Fly Now. Another vote for Gonna Fly Now, the theme from Rocky. Could not agree more. Paula, Conrad's mom, checking in. We Are the Champions. Yeah, another big one. That might be the most famous one. Or We Will Rock You. All great stuff. So keep those texts coming, folks. Be part of the show. It's always more fun that way. I will say, driving down here tonight, I always have an issue. I could complain every night about other drivers, but I only do it like four nights a week because I don't want people to get sick of it. But I found out something tonight. I was driving down here, and you know those Calvin peeing stickers that people put on their cars? Cute kid in one of the cutest cartoons ever, Calvin and Hobbes. And they've completely made it into this weird thing where angry people put a sticker of Calvin pissing on something that they don't like. And I here's what I have surmised. From seeing these stickers on these cars, the stickers are douchey. The cars are douchey, typically, that they're on. And the people inside, same. I don't want to be friends with people who think it's cool to put a Calvin peeing on some, regardless whether he's peeing on Trump or some kind of liberal thing or whatever. If you have completely cheapened this awesome cartoon and you have Calvin peeing as a sticker on your car, regardless of what he is peeing on, I know that we probably wouldn't be friends. What do you think about that, Conrad?
Well, all right. So
you have one of those stickers on your car?
No, but I know this. I follow this page on Instagram. It's all about a Packers like man cave that they have in the basement.
Okay,
and they have three Calvin pissing in their toilet.
Okay,
and it's all of them like pissing out like the Bears,
Vikings,
and the Lions.
Okay, haha. But I mean, it's one thing to put it. In that, I guess mostly it's in the car. Why would you're driving around with broadcasting. What an idiot you are.
Yeah, I don't like it on the car. On the toilet, it's kind of funny because, I mean, it's just in the toilet. No one can see it unless you're there.
But why Calvin? That's what I love that cartoon. Why would you do that?
You know, there's a lot of spinoffs with Calvin.
Why, where does it come from?
I just think it was a really popular cartoon and they just were like, let's make Calvin do something different.
But I've never seen a sticker of Charlie Brown flipping people off.
You haven't?
Just gave you an idea. Here's what Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says. That's also the 608. He says, I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride my motorcycle. By Arlo Guthrie, what the heck is pickleball? Oh, God. Oh, Tyler, you have to stick around. See, knowing Tyler and how perverse his texts can be sometimes, I thought he meant pickle like in a naughty way or something. I just want to ride my motorcycle. Arlo Guthrie, that's awesome. We'll tell you. You got to stick around because you're going to learn a lot about pickleball with our next guest who's coming up in just a few minutes, Emerson Lehman. It's going to be fun. So anyway, we've established that. I don't like that sticker. I had to get that off my chest.
Speaking of stickers.
Yeah.
You know, I told you this yesterday, which when I was coming to the studio, not even leaving my apartment building. And the apartment building, you know, the complex, 8 miles per hour. That's how fast the speed limit in there or whatever.
Right.
Someone flying by me.
Doing 9.
And I get to the stop sign at the end of the road and it says, caution, elderly driver. And then another sticker says, caution, slow driver. Like, what?
So who passed you?
It wasn't elderly. Oh, okay. It was not an elderly woman.
All right.
She had to be in her mid-20s. How ironic. Going 20 miles through the complex.
I think they need to bring the hammer down on some of those residents.
I agree.
Flying through. Because I've done that in this parking garage over here, where it's also 8. There must have been a Green Bay City Council meeting where they said, all right, I think we can all agree 8 miles per hour in parking lots. Not
That's
10.
That's the max.
Not 6.
That's the max.
They have done studies and data shows there are fewer accidents if the speed limit is 8. All right, folks, lots of fun tonight. It's a bar band Friday night. We got a great question. What's your favorite sports-related song? No rules. Just have fun with it. Let us know. And Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show, and he is a killer pickleball player too. And we're going to come in. We're going to mentally exhaust Emerson tonight. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new ruling today from the Wisconsin Supreme Court dealing with the unique powers given to our governors and their decision should support school funding for hundreds of years. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years. And now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425.
The Trump administration's 2026 budget passback plan that's currently under consideration eliminates NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research laboratories and 16 affiliate cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gail King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. Currently 57 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Laura Bird is back. The author and tireless bookstore promoter helps mark Independent Bookstore Day with ways you can support a local business.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
This Friday edition, I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. Here's Anna from Madison in the 608. Said, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite sports song is Enter Sandman by Metallica. Is that the one that goes do 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 do? And is that the one that said they go, exit light, enter not? Is that Severance? Sure. And it was really cool. And I hadn't heard that song in 20 years.
You sang it pretty well, though. That was good.
I got pipes, buddy.
I believe it.
Listen, pickleball's your thing. I'm a crooner. That's the voice of Emerson Lehman, who joins us now in the studio. He is the host of the WBAY Morning News Show and a great pickleball player. We're going to get into all that. It is great to have you here in the studio, as always.
I was so excited when I got the text from you saying, hey, let's have you on to talk about Marinette. Absolutely, my friend. Always happy to be here.
And you were so gracious. Like, I asked you about, you know, and you said you had been there many times, actually.
I was trying to think about that after we talked. I think that was my fourth or fifth time up there out of the seven tournaments that they've done. So, yeah, wow. I've been there. I remember my first trip up there. I was working down in Milwaukee, and I drove up on a Friday night to play singles and drove back that same night. And Brian and Kim Swenson, who run the tournament, they just left an incredible impression on me from that one trip, and then now I get to see them weekly playing in the groups around Green Bay. So, yeah, great people, great tournament, always a fun time.
So you said that the other day, too, when I was interviewing you. You said you'd drive up from Milwaukee. That's, like, serious dedication to the sport.
Probably too much dedication at some points, but sometimes I joke that I should say I'm a part-time news anchor, full-time pickleballer. It does not pay the bills, however, so we got to stick with the day job. But it's just fun, and you meet so many really cool people who I enjoy spending time with. So you're getting active, you're kind of scratching that competitive itch, and hanging out with some really fantastic individuals. You can't beat it.
I thought I was, when I first got there the other day, I thought, you know, I asked a couple people, and they knew you. They said, oh, are you here to talk to Emerson? And I was like, my God, this guy's like Bono here at the Marinette
Listen,
Rec Center.
Listen, man, no. They know Nightlight. They know Pete Schwava. That's what it is.
Well, one of them happened to be one of your partners.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that makes sense. So, but how many of the people, there had to be a couple hundred?
Oh, yeah, there was 260 players signed up for the tournament.
So just in Marinette.
In Marinette. I mean, it's a... Marinette's kind of a melting pot of pickleball in the Midwest, where there were people coming from the UP down toward the Madison area. A lot of Green Bay players were there. Some folks come over from Wausau, Anago. They all just kind of come into that northeast corner and have a great weekend of fun.
It's great. And you know what a small town guy I am now? Like, I've spent most of my life in big cities, but like when I drive to the rec center in Marinette and there's a camping show or a pickleball.
Yeah.
And I see how crowded the parking lot is. And I go, oh, come on.
I don't want to deal with this.
An extra 100 feet. Like, it's nothing. You know what I mean? But I'm so used to being in a small town where I can park 20 feet from the door.
Agreed. Yeah. You had to get your steps on Saturday. Yeah,
exactly. Let's talk about that. So let's jump right in. Let's start with pickleball. How did you do?
I got third.
Overall.
Oh, yeah. So I played in the top division in mixed on Friday and then the top division in men's on Saturday, third in both. So shout out to my partners, Carolyn and JJ. We kept the podium streak alive this year, which is good. I haven't played a tournament and not medaled yet this year. So that's fun. I was thinking about that the other day, slight flex, but it's been a good 2025 so far.
So you joked about pickleball being full-time, newscasting being part-time.
Yeah.
I know that's a joke but you're third, and I interviewed a guy there, Zach
Gonnering.
Gonnering, who someone connected me with, Greg Vanderfin connected me with him, and I interviewed him and got to talk to him. He's got sponsors.
Yep.
You're third.
Yep.
You're not that far away. Like, you could maybe make the jump?
No, I don't think.
Why?
I could. Zach plays so much all the time.
Yeah.
He's going to school, but he's able to just commit right now at his point in his life. Maybe if I was 5 years younger and at a different point, like just getting out of school or something, I would maybe consider it because I would dedicate more time. But it's just a fun, competitive hobby for me. I enjoy it. I enjoy kind of being an ambassador for it and trying to get more people into it because it's changed my life for the better, I would say. Gets me active, gets me out there. Again, has introduced me to some just incredible people. And it's just cool to see people who maybe would be sitting at home on the couch, now they're out there being active, being competitive, having fun. And
that's
what it's all about, right? And just making memories, enjoying cool experiences, going to different places. But I will not be going pro. Some of my co-anchors will joke with me sometimes on the air when or behind the scenes too. Oh, you won again this week and you're going to be leaving us. It's not happening, but it's really fun to play against people like Zach. On Saturday, we beat him in the round robin portion. So that was that was sick. That was cool. And then we ended up facing him in the semifinals, which no offense to the second place team. I think people kind of looked at that. Okay, this is going to be the championship match because they beat us 11-9 and then went and won 15-2 in the championship. So it was, we gave him a fight and it's always fun to play against him. We'll get to play against him again tomorrow and I'm sure he'll make us work for every point like he always does, but it's cool to have someone chasing that pro dream from Northeast Wisconsin and representing it. And a lot of folks came out wanting to see him play. So we at least, we didn't let him walk over us. We gave him a good match to watch.
So where is he from?
Zach's from Oconto, I believe.
Oh, so he's a Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah. He's a Northeast through and through. Exactly. He went to Bayport High School. He's from here.
So let's back up just for a second. We had a texter, Tyler, who didn't know much about pickleball.
Okay.
So for people listening right now who, you know, sometimes I take for granted people have at least heard of it, but some people might not have. So you say you and your partner, do you ever play pickleball, folks, is like a cross between tennis, table tennis, and badminton?
Yeah, I would say tennis, badminton, and ping pong kind of all combined together.
Right.
There's some interesting rules that take a little bit. I always tell people when they're trying to learn the main rules that you need to be able to play the game properly, it takes probably a half hour to an hour to really kind of comprehend those rules and the scoring, because the scoring is a little wonky as well. Okay. But once you understand that and keep playing, then after that it's easy. And then you're just starting to learn the different aspects of the game that can make you better. But you got to kind of commit to that first half hour to an hour of knowing this is going to seem super weird, super random, all kinds of different. Oh, you can't step there or you can't hit the ball here. But once you figure that out, it kind of becomes a second nature. And then you're off to the races from there.
My guest is Emerson Lehman. You can see his fine work at WBAY every morning here in Green Bay. He is also an avid pickleball player. We're talking about pickleball. He was just in a tournament in Marinette and took third out of 260 people. You talk about your partner. Is it ever one-on-one pickleball or is it always partner?
Yeah, so there's singles as well. I dabble in singles. It is exhausting, it's a fun workout. I'm not horrible at it. I was a singles tennis player, so that's, I would say, singles pickleball is a little more similar to tennis in terms of strategy and what you're doing. It's a lot more about power and whatnot, where doubles is more about placement and kind of the slow game, speeding it up. It's more of a chess match, where singles is just, I'm going to try and hit it past you as hard as I can and hope you don't hit it back sort of deal. So it's different. It's a different type of game, a different type of workout. But if I'm playing pickleball, I'm happy. So I'll play any type of tournament I can find.
What kind of workout is it? Because it's a condensed court compared to tennis.
Yeah.
And I've played. My mom used to set up a pickleball court in their driveway 12 years ago, maybe. And
the back before it was cool.
Before it was cool. Yeah. But we got into it. It was fun. But their driveway was a little bit on a slant. So if you were on the downside,
you had to choose which side was better. Yeah.
But I thought it was, you're being active, but are you getting a workout? Are you getting a cardiovascular? Probably when you play good players.
I think
right?
When you play good players with long points, I mean, if you're playing kind of, just tapping the ball over and back and forth and okay, you hit it three times and points done. But I mean, we'll play rallies where it's going back and forth 30, 40 times and you're just constantly moving side to side, front and back. You know, you're just constantly moving, keeping your feet moving. It's quite the workout.
And it's really sweet when you get with a ball, when you can really crush it. Because even when you crush it, it's not like a baseball coming 90 miles an hour, but you get that wood on the ball.
Yeah,
because it's a wiffle ball, right?
It's like a plastic wiffle ball. Yeah. The paddles are not so much wood anymore. They're made, some of them are with honeycomb type. Some of them are more composite type paddles. They're making progress in terms of the technology when it comes to that. Yeah, paddle technology. But there's no better feeling, especially after like a really long point and you finally see that one ball that you just, you know, you're about to end it with it. And no worse feeling when you see that ball and you smoke it into the net or hit it out of bounds. But when you hit that winner, it's a, yeah, it's a pretty magical feeling, I'd say.
So Zach Gonnering, the pro, won the whole thing.
He
his
did.
Team. Do you have, all right, so how do you, you lost 11-9 to them?
In the semifinals, yes. We beat them, I think it was 11-7 in the round robin seeding. So
how does your partner stack up and how does his partner stack up? Like when you guys faced off, are you losing anything partner to partner? Are you guys about pretty
evenly matched?
No,
I would say very evenly matched. So Zach's partner on Saturday, Quinn Thompson, he does a lot of coaching actually in the Green Bay area, and he's he's a very highly respected player. My partner, JJ Fila, he's from the UP. He and I have played, this was our third tournament together. We played the PPA tournament in Minnesota last year, our first time together, and we got third. And then we won in Green Bay about a month ago. And then this one, we were able to get third. We meshed pretty well together. And I would say it was fairly evenly matched. I think I was actually talking to Quinn and Zach yesterday when we were playing, and they were, I think, I don't want to say threatened by us, but they said we played them the best because we actually kept Zach involved. Okay. A lot of people will see, oh, the pro, we don't want to hit him the ball, but we kept him involved and kind of wanted to keep it unpredictable with him and not let him know what was coming. And he doesn't get to control the game as much then.
Yeah.
So, he's so That's good and so wow. fast that you can try and avoid him, but he's just going to be more aggressive with that and still take up 80% of the court and get to every ball. And then he's
kind of, if I remember, he's kind of
force.
A tall guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was a good basketball player in high school. He's very athletic, very agile. So instead of trying to avoid him and then watching him just carve us up, we tried to keep him involved, go right at him. And it worked one of the times, but it's very tough to beat a good team twice. And that was the case. They beat us when it counted. We beat them when it didn't matter, so that's how it goes.
But
sometimes
you always have that thing you can fall back on where you're like, I'm a news anchor, and you beat me by two.
Listen.
Nice
yeah.
try, Junior.
No, tons. I have so much respect for Zach and the work he puts in. And like I said,
you
it's
said
just,
that the other day, too.
It's,
like,
he, it's fun to play against really good people who he plays against better people.
Yeah.
And so to see the skills that he has and to try and take away a few things from him every time you're on the court and learn from that. I mean, you could come in and say, oh, you're some 21-year-old, I'm whatever, right? But I try and learn from anybody in anything, right? You can always learn from someone else. And it's cool to play against him.
That's awesome. And there's nothing worse than I have two brothers. One is 6'7", the other one is 6'4". I'm the runt of the litter. I'm the oldest. I remember playing tennis against my brother. I was probably 25 and he was 24. And he's so tall, and he didn't even I'm working my butt off. I'm running and running. He's wearing jeans, and he's pulling them up in between shots. And I'm he beat me. And after, I'm sweating like crazy. And I said, can you at least next time wear a belt to not humiliate me a little more?
Yeah, act like you're trying a little bit here, man.
It's just awful. All right, so Emerson Lehman is here. We have a pickleball quiz. Are you game?
I'm game. I'm nervous, but I'm game.
You're fine.
We're ready to rock.
You have nothing. Listen, you played a pro to within 2 points. This will be a walk in the
park. We'll see.
All right, Emerson Lehman, WBAY Morning Show anchor, hanging out with us here at Nightlight in the studio. We always have so much fun. We're coming right back to give him the pickleball quiz. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We learn more from a 3-minute record than we ever learned in school. Turn out of here, the neighborhood, drum a sound, and feel my heart begin to pound. So you're tired, just wanna close your eyes, follow your dream down.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On VolunteerWisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I need to pack all of this stuff into my vehicle. What's the best way to do it? Okay, we're going to play car Tetris. My former sister-in-law was the best.
That's amazing.
I would like to see her and my father go toe-to-toe.
Nice.
Because my dad, man, this is where my dad shines.
Competitive car packing. I love the idea. Yes. Some cameras on that. Yes.
New sport.
It's on ESPN 15.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Waba, great to have you with me. It's a Friday night edition. We are barreling toward the weekend, folks. We've got so much show still coming up. Emerson Lehman is here. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here shortly with new tunes and great chat. Emerson Lehman is here in the studio. We always have a blast with our pal Emerson. I was hoping we'd get a pickleball related text. This is Conrad's dad, actually. So
shout out Conrad's dad.
Absolutely.
It's a rhyme.
Pete, where Paula and I now live in Florida.
Oh, boy.
Is at On Top of the World in Ocala. The top three activities are 1, golf, 3 18-hole courses, 2, pickleball, 27 courts, and 3, softball. Wow, that's interesting. Surprisingly, the most injuries occur playing pickleball, but I'll stick to golf for the time being. Okay, Steve. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, golf is... Man, you get injured playing golf. You're doing something wrong. Right?
Yeah. And we've actually done some stories on pickleball injuries. And the problem with it is some of the folks that pick up pickleball, they haven't done anything athletic in like 20 years.
Yeah.
And then they like, oh, I'm kind of good at this. And they take off and, you know, you trip and maybe they don't have the strength to catch themselves like they used to. And they're
the dexterity
busting wrists or, you know, knees. It's quite the... It's keeping orthopedic surgeons busy, I think.
And I don't know, like we played Frisbee Ultimate several years ago where I live with this little community. We have a community field and it was right before COVID. And we played into COVID because it was kind of COVID friendly, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, but you get out there and it's like you think you're in high school again. It's
No,
I'm going to dominate. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Young people playing can get hurt as well playing pickleball. But
for sure.
I think it's just the... I don't want to jinx anything here. I got to play a tournament tomorrow. But yeah, I think it's just that competitive nature in everybody. Everybody's got a little bit of competitive edge in them, I feel like. And when you're finding something that you're halfway decent at, it comes out really fast and you got to kind of keep yourself in reality.
Is there a trash talking ever?
Oh, so much.
Oh, really?
So much. Yeah.
Oh, God, I love this even more now.
Yeah.
So you like Zach Larry Bird out there?
Zach and I had a good little chat going during our semifinals match.
Is it good natured or is there a little heat?
I had to go up to him afterwards and give him a hug and be like, "Hey, buddy, you know we're cool. Like it's all right. We're good. Yeah, it's
oh my gosh, it gets a little hilarious.
It's and we're playing for a $3 medal. Like it Is it necessary? Absolutely not. But
you just said you got 40 people around the court in Marinette, Wisconsin on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's heated. It gets intense.
You get that competitive spirit. And when you're doing something and you're throwing that effort and you're giving that effort and you want to win. And sometimes the emotions get the best of you, but no, as long as you leave friendly with your friends, yeah. I think good. But when you're on the court, you're competing. So that's how it is.
All right. So Emerson Lehman is here. He is one of the anchors of the WBAY. See, I get that award thing mixed up. WBAY.
Morning. You got it.
Yeah, morning show. It's,
you going to the WBAs? I don't want to throw you in the spot.
No. Okay. We had to submit a bunch of stuff, but they just sent back something, a file, an audio file of them laughing.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Which is good. We like to get
laughter. We enjoy a laugh. Make a laugh track out of it.
But we want to give you this quiz. This
I'm ready. Quiz. I'm
Can
ready.
Do that? Okay. So Emerson Lehman.
Do we got the bell or no?
WBAY. We got, buddy, we've upgraded.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
That. Wow. That's loud.
I may have turned it up just a little bit too much.
Down my headphones a little bit. All right. So
how many questions and is it multiple choice?
It is multiple choice. There are 10 questions. All right, we may have to continue this on the other side of the news, but I think we should get started here because this is a great quiz. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Nightlight Pickleball Quiz, Emerson Lehman, contestant. What year was pickleball invented?
1965.
Oh, he didn't even need. So I got to activate the pen. Okay. Number two. Helpful. Where did the name pickleball come from? It was first played with pickles as a paddle. A. Conrad came up with this, by the way. B. Named after the inventor's dog Pickles. C. Named after Olympic champ Pickleball Slacks McGee. D. The guy who invented it ate pickles while playing.
I'm going to question your authenticity on this quiz, Conrad, but I'm going to go with B for this answer.
Correct.
I don't think that's totally accurate, but that's fine.
I could believe it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's
That about. Might be part Does of it. Sound, that might, yeah, that might be part of it. But.
Does it sound probable? That's all we're going
it
for.
It sounds good.
Okay. Two for two. Number three, how long is the pickleball court? Is it A, 100 by 100, B, 60 by 20, C, 20 by 44, D, 5 by 5 feet?
20 by 44.
Boom. Three for three. I'd play
this sometimes, you know?
Watch. I think he's taunting us.
The next seven, I'm going down. It's going to be horrible.
We'll see. Number four, what is the kitchen in pickleball? Is it A, the area near the net, B, where you wash your water bottles, C, middle of the court, D, the area where you serve?
That's where you wash your water bottles. I'm kidding. It's the area by the net. Yeah. He dinged it before I even had the answer.
He knew. I think you guys are in cahoots, really. I think.
The water bottle thing, that's totally correct.
Okay.
I just washed my water bottle in the kitchen today. Yeah.
Number five, can you serve overhand? A, yes. B, yes, only after gaining a point. C, no. D, sometimes only if you are down 11 points.
I mean,
that's elaborate.
Yeah. It's no.
It is correct.
It is a no go.
I kind of like that.
I should have been able to serve overhead against Zach, and maybe we would have had better luck next time.
All right. We're up for a rule change. We can get one more of these in before the news. All right, you got that one too. Five for five, buddy.
Here we go.
Great. Number six, what sport is pickleball combined with? A, baseball, soccer, and F1 racing. B, football, golf, and water polo. C, volleyball, tennis, and high diving. D, tennis, badminton, and table tennis.
We'll go D.
We do.
We already talked about that.
What happened?
I wanted to switch it up.
Oh, I don't like that.
You made me feel like I had it wrong for a second.
It's like total de-escalation. All right. Emerson Lehman is here. We're going to finish our pickleball quiz after the news, and we've got another fun game to play with him, too. You're here on a great night, folks, and it's a Bar Band Friday night. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is,
you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland is back home after meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia in El Salvador.
He was handcuffed, shackled, and put on a plane along with some others where they couldn't see out of the windows. There was no way to see where they were going in the plane.
Van Hollen also says Abrego-Garcia has been transferred from the notorious CECOP prison to another facility. The White House criticizes the senator's trip. In Tallahassee, hundreds have attended a vigil honoring the two people killed and six wounded in yesterday's shooting on the Florida State University campus. School President Richard McCullough.
It's the kind of tragedy that shouldn't happen. Not here, not anywhere.
A federal judge puts on hold President Trump's attempt to fire nearly everyone at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, saying she's deeply concerned about the plan. CBS's Jake Rosen.
She scheduled a hearing for later this month to hear testimony from officials who, for now, have filed anonymously who worked on the reduction of force.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
James here, host of...